So we got the one in 1919?
Yes.
Right, okay. In 1930s, this is your first suburban hockey team in Waverly. The suburban team went from, 1930 to 1995.
So many Solars.
In this one, there's Lou, there's George, and there's Perth. You're getting into 1936. Here is your other hockey team. This is their other brother, Doug. And they won in hockey championship in 1935-36. And again, then you're starting to get into 37.
Gold diggers, that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. They thought that was quite cool, right?
Yeah.
This one here is 1937, and this is the junior league. This is the junior hockey team, but this is who they are.
Oh, okay.
Just this one's a bigger picture for this thing. Then you're starting to get into your 1950s and later on, Gold Diggers hockey team in the years that they won. Bob McDonald was a great supporter of hockey. He played himself as a young man.
Mm-hmm.
And his brother Paul and his brother Bernie. Hockey in Waverly was the gel that brought them all together.
Yeah.
It goes generational. With the McDonald's, it goes generational from Bob to his sons, to his nephews, to his brothers and their sons, to the Mars, who was 1919. Lou Mar is there, to his great-grandson,
wow.
Tim Rand, you know.
Yeah.
So you can see over time how important it was to them. The village didn't miss games. They would take the train in Street Arena. It didn't matter where it was, they would try to be there to support them. They even had their own songs that they used to sing for the Waverly Gold Diggers. It was quite rough hockey, suburban hockey at one time,
wow.
Very much so. And also, you have hockey in the winter and you had baseball in the summertime. And this is the Pickram family. And they were an extremely sporting family. They participated in baseball, basketball, bowling, whatever. And I just brought them to show you how generational it was, sports in the area, because that's all you had, really, right?
Yeah. Neat.
To bring you together and to do things together. And later on, of course, you had Shima that's developed in the 60s, I think it was. Shima came into being. But before that, there was just hockey and baseball. Yeah. Now you have soccer and
beautiful a little
things.
More. Oh, that's really cool.
Waverly slowly returned to its roots, which was a very quiet village with beautiful lakes and greenery. And the environmental impact of gold mining was addressed by dealing with the arsenic problem, thanks to John Hartman. And we received Central Water in 1982, and it is now and remains a nice place to live and to raise your family. I guess that would be it, right?
Cool.